From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is growing support for an administration plan to dramatically increase the death benefit for U.S. soldiers killed in combat. On Capitol Hill today, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee rallied behind the proposal, which is expected to be included in the president's 2006 budget request. It could also be part of supplemental spending for Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Vicki O'Hara has details.
When a U.S. soldier dies in Iraq or Afghanistan, his or her family receives a cash death benefit of about $12,500. That's a significant increase from the $3,000 offered in 1991. But members of the Senate Armed Services Committee say the current amount is still a paltry, miserly sum. Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut says the death benefit, established in 1908, has not kept pace with the realities of today's military.
The military has changed, and when its original death benefit was set, the military was largely young, single men. Today, if I've got it right, well over half those on active duty are married. They have families.
David Chu, Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel Issues, told the committee the administration wants to expand the death benefit to $100,000. The administration also wants to increase group life insurance, he says, by $150,000, with the government paying the premiums. But Chu acknowledges that money can only do so much.
There is nothing in the financial sense that we can do to replace a lost service member. We recognize that.
But Chu says the government can help to improve the quality of life for those who are severely injured and for the families of those who are killed. Both Republicans and Democrats on the committee embraced that concept, but Carl Levin of Michigan, the ranking Democrat, said the administration proposal has shortcomings.
Their proposal limits the death gratuity increase to members serving in areas of operation designated by the Secretary of Defense. And the increased insurance would be paid for by the government only for members serving in those same areas.
That means that a U.S. soldier on active duty who is killed while in training to go to a war zone presumably would not get the higher benefits. Levin said the benefit should be available to everyone on active duty. Top military officials also testified at today's hearing, and they took a similar position. General Michael Mosley, Vice Chief of Staff for the Air Force, said a death is a death. And General William Nyland, Assistant Marine Corps Commander, offered this observation.
I would worry that we would try and distinguish between types of service to this great nation, be it direct combat or not. I firmly believe that we would do great harm to our servicemen and women, all of whom serve our great nation magnificently, if we were to make such distinctions in one service.
Various bills already have been introduced to expand the death benefits and to improve the lives of military families in other ways. Some senators are calling for increases in survivor and educational benefits for military spouses and children. Senator Mike DeWine, an Ohio Republican, says the monthly payment per child, now $247, is inadequate.
The bill that I have introduced would raise that to $750. There's nothing magical about $750, but I think it's a much more reasonable amount of money, and I would ask the committee to take a look at that.
Congress's level of commitment to the welfare of military families will be tested in the days ahead as the budget debate begins in earnest. That debate promises to be especially rancorous this year as lawmakers and the administration grapple with a record federal deficit. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.